This is Market Matters for your Friday morning on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Markets are going to reopen today at 8:30 after closing since Wednesday for the Thanksgiving holiday. Let's take a look at where Wednesday ended and today begins. Corn prices dropped more than 1% on Wednesday on a round of technical selling and profit-taking. Spillover weakness from struggling wheat prices applied additional headwinds. December futures lost 5¾ cents to 420, with March down 5¼ cents to 427¼. Corn basis bids were steady to firm Wednesday, rising 3 to 6 cents at two ethanol plants and picking up 2 cents at an Illinois River terminal today. Ahead of the next weekly export sales report from USDA on Friday, analysts expect the agency to show corn sales ranging between 31.5 and 55.1 million bushels for last week. The latest batch of data from the U.S. Energy Information Administration showed ethanol production jumping to a daily average of 990,000 barrels for the week ending November 20th. That is up from the prior week's daily average. Ukraine's 2020 corn harvest is nearing completion and could see a total production of around 1.18 billion bushels, according to Deputy Economy Minister Taras Vitkovsky. Soybean prices faced downward pressure on Wednesday on spillover weakness from corn and wheat, which spurred some technical selling. Bullish supply and demand fundamentals are still holding strong. However, the prices remain near the highest level since June 2016. January and March futures each dropped 7 cents to close at 11.84 and 11.86, respectively. Soybean basis bids held steady across the Midwest. Farmer sales have been generally slow during the holiday week. We'll take a look at where the markets start Friday right after this.
November is full of observances which tie into the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Look at ways your farm can contribute to the benefit of your local community. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Taking a look at where the Board of Trade will open up on a Friday, December corn is at 420 even, March is at 427 and a half, January beans are at 1184 even, soybeans for March were at 1185 and three quarters. December soybean meal is at 396.90 per ton, soy oil is at 38.18. December Chicago wheat will open up at 588 and a quarter, Minneapolis at 569 and three quarters, Kansas wheat at 543 and three quarters, oats will open at 285 and three quarters. And that's been a check of Market Matters for your Friday morning on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.